We take communion in this church once a month. We celebrate an open table here. And what that means is that if you're not a member of this church, doesn't matter. If you've surrendered your life to Jesus, that's what taking communion is all about. Because he says to do these things in remembrance of him. And that's what we want to do this morning. We want to celebrate his life given for us. He died for your sins and mine. He was buried. He rose again. And the Bible tells us he ever lives to pray for us and make intercession for his saints. Thank you, my brother. Thank you. Thank you, buddy. I'll read from the scriptures in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, beginning at verse 23. For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. When he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do, as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he comes. Therefore, whoever eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he who eats and drinks in an unworthy manner eats and drinks judgment to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this reason, many are weak and sick among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened by the Lord, that we may not be condemned with the world." What do? We approach our Lord in faith, in remembrance, in relationship. He says, do this in remembrance of me. But if your heart is not yet right with the Lord, make sure you take time. And we'll take a few moments before we partake of the elements. Make sure that any wall of division between you and Jesus is removed. What does it take? It takes understanding that he has redeemed you. If there's a sin, the Bible says if you confess your sin, he's faithful and just to forgive you your sins and to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. How many can say thank God this morning? Thank God. You know, we've all grown up in different situations, different churches, and many times communion is a somber occasion. I understand that. But the word for communion is Eucharist, which literally means celebration. And we've got every reason to celebrate as we remember him because of everything that he's done. We wouldn't be here without him, would we? He is so good. If there is a difficulty between you and somebody else in the room, go to them and make it right. Make sure things are just fine. And lots of times, you know, 9/10 of the issues we have are miscommunication problems easily resolved. And then if there's something with someone else that's not here, make a commitment before the Lord that you will take care of it at your first opportunity. And then partake of communion. So often we've been taught things like, well, don't you dare take communion if you have a problem with somebody. No, what he's really after is that we receive his impartation of life. Make your covenant and commitment with the Lord that you will take care of it on your first opportunity and then partake. So what we're going to do is pause for just a moment. I'm going to pray. Then we're going to pause. And if there's anything you need to do, go ahead and do it during that time. Then we'll partake. Lord, we come to you this morning with such thanksgiving because you are so good. You are the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. You are, Jesus, the only way of salvation, the one who loves us so. For God so loved the world that you died. He gave his only begotten Son that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Jesus, we thank you for your life for us this morning. Thank you, Lord. Lord, now we come in remembrance of you. We see the bread and we consider your body broken for us. By your stripes, we are healed. You took our punishment upon yourself. Thank you, Lord, that we could never do it ourselves, never be good enough, never earn your grace, your forgiveness. But Jesus, we come in thanksgiving for what you've done for us this morning. We love you, Lord. Now let's take the bread together. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. What a beautiful, beautiful name. What a wonderful name. What a powerful name. The name of Jesus. Your story is our story. This is our story. This is our song. Praising you all day long. Now as we look at the fruit of the vine and remember the blood shed, your blood shed for us confirmed this covenant, this new covenant, this new testament with us. We are your sons and daughters by faith and heirs of such a great salvation, such a great grace. Thank you for washing us clean now. Let's partake of the fruit of the vine together. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Come on, let's give him praise. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for all that you've done. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for being so good, so great, so wonderful, so marvelous. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We give you praise. And they all said,
Amen.
Amen.